So we're here in Sheffield with promoter Eddie Hearn for the Brooks Arafa fight on Saturday, but we're heading towards Christmas, so I just want to ask you, Eddie, highlights of 2018 so far?
Highlights of 2018? Oh, there's been a lot. Obviously, a lot of the stuff we're doing out in America right now. Tony Bellew beating David Hay. Tony Bellew fighting Usyk as well. Joshua unifying the heavyweight division at the Millennium Stadium. Joshua beating Povetkin at Wembley Stadium as well. Blimey, what else?
It's enough to be going on with. It's not a bad start.
Listen, even Fury Wilder wasn't my fight, but it's still it's still a highlight of the year. Other big fights to come as well, coming up to December 31st, obviously Canelo against Rocky Fielding. Never thought you'd say that, did you? MSG next week. And then Dillian White against Derek Chisora, the rematch, December 22nd at the O2. So still a long way to go in 2018.
And on Saturday, we just had the press conference. Zaraf has described Kelbrook a bit like the Titanic. Mm. Plenty of days of pleasant sailing, but iceberg ahead. So can we expect a Hollywood ending from Kel on Saturday night?
I expect Kelbrook to win in great style. I think Zaraf is up for it. I think whenever you fight a guy who's fractured two eye sockets, it gives you a little spring in your step, thinking that there's frailties there, and he may be banking on that. But Kelbrook just did a head-to-head, and we walked off the stage, and I said to him, he looks up for it, he said, I'm going to absolutely destroy him. So he's in no mood to play games. I think he's probably in the form of his life. He's happy, he's fit. He could weigh in at 147 tomorrow. He won't, he'll probably weigh in at 150 or 149, but it shows you where he could get to in terms of the future of his career. I sat with him a year ago. He was probably about 13 and a half to 14 stone. He was depressed. I thought he may never fight again. But he always talked about one or two more fights. Now he's saying he wants 3 or 4 years. So, of course, the Khan fight is the one that we all want. But he also wants Poulter, Spence, Danny Garcia, Jesse Vargas, all those fights at 147.
So, nailing your colours to the mast, what's his best fighting weight? No sitting on the fence, welter or light middle?
Probably 150, but that's not a weight. So, I just think if he's on it and he's focused and he's disciplined, 147 is not a problem. But all those things that I just mentioned, he's never been, right? But he is now. So now's good. So he'll finish here. He'll go straight back into camp, either for Amir Khan or for a big fight in 2019.
Now, you've got a good working relationship with Kel, but he's actually sat in front of everyone today and said, Amir Khan's mugging you off.
Yeah.
So a couple of questions on that. Firstly, I think some people just want to understand the promotional relationship between you and Amir. Is he free to negotiate his own deal over in the USA without Matchroom?
No, and he hasn't done. He's got one more fight with us. But he doesn't have to fight Kell Brook.
So who's negotiating over in the States? You are his legal team.
Me partially with the legal team, but I don't want to negotiate that fight, as I made it clear up there.
And you've got a good relationship with Bob Arum, are you speaking to Bob?
Yeah, I've spoken to Bob about the fight. I don't want him to fight Terence Crawford.
If he does, that is his third fight, and he can sail off into the sunset.
I mean, he will probably want to stay with us, but the pressure's on me, right, to deliver Brook Khan. And if I can't deliver it, then I'm not very happy.
Okay, so let me put two scenarios to you. He goes over to America, he fights Terence Crawford, he shocks the world, and he beats him, so he thinks, I've beaten Crawford, I don't need Brook.
Yeah.
Or, as most people are predicting, he loses against Crawford and he says, well, I've lost to Crawford, there's no way I'm going to lose to Brook.
To boxing people looking on, it looks like
there's no way forward.
If the Brook fight doesn't happen next, it will never happen. And I've made that clear to Amir. This is not a case of fight Crawford and if I lose, fight Brook. No, it's now or never, right? If you believe you can beat Kell Brook, you'll get double the money than you're getting for the Crawford fight after. Right, so I look at it that way.
Your relationship with Amir now, then?
Okay, fine. Spoke to him yesterday. But I don't want him to fight Terence Crawford. He can make double the money to fight Kell Brook in, on paper, an easier fight and provide a legacy for British fight fans. If he doesn't take this fight, it's what it's always going to be remembered as. And look, I'm not saying the Crawford fight, by the way, is a bad fight. It is for a world title. But he's won world titles. You know, you can't just say, oh, I want to win a world title. He's got to fight Kell Brook. He has to. The deal's too good. The
tell
fight's
you what,
too big.
You tell him, I've don't tell him, me, I've because, you know, he won't listen to me either.
I would say there's a 50-50 chance that he fights Brook or Crawford. That's all I can tell you at the moment.
And finally, on a similar theme, looking forward to 2019, the three fights that you'd love to make and the chances of them happening.
Joshua Wilder, Joshua Fury, Brooke Khan, Usyk Ward, Usyk Joshua.
You're not very good at counting. You're usually
Joshua
good with
Wyatt,
numbers.
Miller Wyatt, Ortiz, Joshua. Ortiz, I mean, you just it don't stop.
All right, let's take the first three then.
Okay,
so
yeah, Joshua Wilder, Joshua Fury, and Brooke Khan.
And chances of them happening.
Of those three, let's hope for, I was going to say let's hope for a 50% ratio, but that would mean 1.5, so not really. We have to get, I believe Joshua's going to fight one of those two next year, certainly. Brooke Khan, I just can't tell you. I think it's 50-50. And if it doesn't happen, I'll be gutted. But you will see Kell Brook in mega fights, but he has to win on Saturday first.
Well, I'm going to write to Santa and I'm going to put all those three on my Christmas list.
Okay, good man, good man.